Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by BlackRifleCoffee.com.
Yeah, it really does.
So speaking of flaming piles of shit.
dumpster fires.
May I speak about a Netflix movie that I watched recently?
Bird Box?
Please do.
That,
please
do. Bird Box is literally just a box of shit packaged up as a movie that explodes in your fucking face when you start to watch it. And you literally will reek like diarrhea as you watch this flaming trash bin of
shit.
Diarrhea shit.
Here's the thing. I'm halfway through this film right now. We stopped it because we have a newborn. And I'm going to watch the rest of it tonight. I enjoyed the first half, but I don't know the end.
Love me some Sandra Bullock.
It's shit.
Is it really?
Shit.
It is shit.
I wouldn't watch it, Ross.
It is the shit that explodes that you have to clean out of your eyes with an eyedropper and some high-pressure fucking water.
You're going to finish the movie, and you're not going to know any more than you do right now at this point.
Oh, you fuckers.
It is so bad. It is so fucking bad. I can't even tell you who wrote this script. They didn't write it. I literally think they outsourced a script
to India.
To India or the Congo, where people didn't know how to write, and they're just like, just write us some shit. Just write a movie.
It's for Sandra Bullock. It's fine. Just write something.
Yeah.
I literally want you to take this box of human shit and then put that into a movie. Just there you go. Write that. And then there you go. There's no character development. There's no story arc. The fucking premise of it is so stupid.
The last 2 days on Twitter, this has been number five. In between one and five is like the top trending topic, this movie. Everybody's talking about this movie.
People claiming that they're going to name their children boy or girl.
Yeah.
But it's the dumbest crap I've ever seen.
I don't know why people are fucking raving about it. It's shit.
You can't, and I'm just going to go into it. I'm going to ruin it for some people because it's so bad.
Spoiler alert.
So fucking bad. So this thing, whatever it is, this entity comes in through your eyes and it makes you commit suicide, whatever it is, right? Okay. Well, you got me at the first section of it because I was like, oh, this is interesting. It's
incredibly
different.
Violent.
Sure, it's... Yeah. It opens up and you're like, you got me. It opens up.
Same,
you got me.
Yeah.
Then it keeps going. And they're like, okay, I'm going to get in the car and black out the windows because if I don't see whatever it is, then it can't infect me.
Yeah.
Okay. So they black out the cars to their SUV, or the windows.
The Jeep Cherokee.
They can't wear sunglasses.
No, Richard, you can't see any of it. Right?
You can't even watch it through a video camera.
You can't watch it through a video camera. You got these like blindfolds, or you can cover a blankie over your eyes or whatever, but you can leave the light coming in through the windows, but it can't come into your house.
Yeah, it can't come into the house.
It can't come into your house. It's so fucking stupid.
It's got weird rules.
It's got super weird rules where what is this, like a vampire? It's got to ask for permission. I don't fucking know, but it can't come into your house. But
it whispers sometimes.
Yeah. And it blows the leaves. It blows the leaves, and then all of a sudden you look up, and then you're infected or whatever. It's so stupid. So anyway, they black out the windows to their Cherokee, and they're driving on the road, like completely blacked out. And they're using a GPS navigator.
Yeah. Nice.
To drive on the street.
Which is impossible.
Which is completely impossible.
Yeah, if it was Apple Maps, they'd be fucked.
Yeah, they're fucked. Like, they would be on the other side of town even if they did get that thing to work.
Right.
But they're driving by navigation. Oh, by the way.
And the sensors, the bump sensors.
Like, it's going beep, 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 beep. Well, they only work when it's in reverse anyway, right? They don't have fucking sensors to your car. And there's trash and people and everything around the...
Bodies. It's just so stupid.
It will not work. Then the worst thing was Sandra Bullock gets these two kids in this boat, and it's a no shit
steel
whitewater river with no life jackets, with in like a dinghy that she's rowing.
Nice.
And they're on the river, this whitewater, blindfolded for 2 days straight without life jackets.
48 hours.
And the only thing they hit was a truck that was pulled out into the river that capsized them. And then she was able to grab all the kids with blindfolds on and all this other like crazy shit where you're like, dude, you can't be on a river for 2 days blindfolded rowing down a whitewater river. And she's like, okay, but hold on, kids. We're going through some whitewater now.
How's she know it's white?
Oh my God, it's so stupid. It's just like, my wife and I were sitting there watching this, and my wife was like, what the fuck are we watching? This is so stupid. I don't even know how to like count the ways this is
garbage.
So at what point did you say, we're so invested in this, I gotta see how it ends?
Yeah, yeah.
Or this cut is, bait.
Did you make it through the whole movie?
This is how I watch movies like that, which is, I fast forward through all of it, and I just watch certain segments of it. So once you have a scene change, I'm like, catch up. It takes me about 15 minutes. I can smoke through about an hour and a half movie. It makes no... But I got it, right?
There might be your character development through that, but...
There is no character development, because the writing and acting is shit.
Okay.
So if
it's Sandra Bullock. I mean, she's Academy Award winner, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's got to be something there, right?
All I know is Netflix must have paid that woman.
Oh, yeah.
$20 million.
They paid her?
Yeah, she got 20.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Shut up.
Well, that's how much it costs for Sandra Bullock to make a diarrhea movie. $20 million. That's how much her reputation costs.
Everybody's like hailing this thing as it's like,
are you serious?
Yeah, everybody loves it.